It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's a debate over how to protect America and over what America is. It's over a national security law passed last year. It affects foreign terror suspects detained in places like Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The law says they can't challenge their detention in federal court. The U.S. Senate is debating whether to roll back that provision. A key vote comes today. NPR's David Wellner reports on a debate that ranges across American history.
Leading the push to restore habeas corpus protections for those held in places like Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, is the Democratic chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy.
This is a time of testing. Future generations will look back to examine the choices we've made during a time when security was too often invoked as a watchword to convince us to slacken our defense of liberty and the rule of law.
Leahy's co-sponsors are Republican Arlen Specter and Democrat Christopher Dodd. Dodd reminded colleagues that his father Thomas, who too was a senator, once served as a prosecutor at the Nazi war criminal trials in Nuremberg, Germany. Dodd told colleagues the Soviet Union was not alone in wanting to kill the accused Germans.
Winston Churchill, the former prime minister, also advocated summary execution for the defendants at Nuremberg. The United States, Robert Jackson, Henry Stimson, the Republican Secretary of War under Franklin Roosevelt, Ben Roseman, and others, argued along with Robert Jackson and my father that no, we were different, that we were going to demonstrate to the world that civility and the rule of law was what was at stake in the war with Germany and Japan, that we were not going to succumb to the same kind of treatment that they gave to their victims.
Dodd failed to move Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, who insisted the U.S. is still a model for the rule of law.
These kind of dictators and communists and Nazis, they go out and grab people and put them in jail and never charge them, never announce where they are even. So that's not what we want to do here. Never in the history, however, of the writ's existence has an English or American court granted habeas to enemy combatants held during a time of war.
Not so, says Jen Daskal, the senior counterterrorism advisor for Human Rights Watch, says German saboteurs detained during World War II were in fact allowed to challenge their detention in a U.S. court. Daskal says, like them, many current detainees were picked up far from any battlefield.
And in such a situation, the possibility of mistake and the need for an independent check is significantly higher and critical to ensure that the United States is detaining who it says that they're detaining and that the United States is in fact detaining the right people.
It will take at least 60 votes today to break the Republican-led filibuster blocking the habeas corpus measure. In an almost evenly divided Senate, that could be a hard number to reach. Already, the White House has threatened to veto the defense authorization bill if the habeas corpus measure is added as an amendment. Arizona Republican John Kyle calls that defense bill enormously important for U.S. troops.
And to add a totally extraneous provision amending a different bill to the defense authorization bill, especially one which carries the suggestion of a presidential veto, would be the height of irresponsibility on the part of the United States Senate.
Whatever the outcome, the Supreme Court now plans to weigh in on the habeas corpus debate as well. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.